Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Sing we now, sing for the year, sing for the laugh, and sing for the tear. Sing we
now. Aerosmith bringing us back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend David Dossey, intellectual property attorney, partner in Dossey, and Gallagher and Dossey. Invention-protection.com is the website. It's not your grandfather's intellectual property patent attorney website. I encourage you to go there and check it out. And David, as I've said, is my intellectual property attorney and has done a great job for me. David, thanks again for being here. So when the previous segment, you talked about, we're talking about the Shark Tank, what we can learn from actually the misadventure of the mistakes and the unrealistic, the unrepresentative parts of Shark Tank, especially with regard to intellectual property. And Dave has kind of given us some behind the scenes perspective. And Dave, you said something about that one of the Shark Tank guys said, "Do you have a patent on this to one of the appliers for funding?" And I've got a better way of saying that I know you'll agree with me on. If I were, to me, and this probably won't play well on television, but if this were in real life, I would say to the guy, how are you protecting your intellectual property? I wouldn't presume that he had a patent. What do you think?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. An open-ended question like that, you would immediately realize whether it's going to trip up this person because they don't know what they're talking about with intellectual property and probably not doing enough to protect it. Or if they gave a really good answer, you'd know, hey, this is someone that's serious. I really ought to look into this.
Well, and you probably, in reality, you probably would hope if you're interested in that property, if you're interested in what the idea, you probably would say, please don't tell me you have a patent. You're probably thinking, please tell me you're using a trade secret approach and possibly on the way to a patent. Aren't you thinking that, really, if you know what you're doing?
Well, the trade secret is so such a squishy area because if you're, like for this show, you're usually pitching a product. And today, any product can be disassembled or reverse engineered. Mm-hmm. So trade secrets have a great place for manufacturing methods and certain industries, but for the type of products that you're seeing on these shows, I don't think trade secret is.
No, I didn't. Now, notice what I said, though, Dave. I didn't say trade secrets forever. I said trade secret right now, so that, but because once you patented something, and you want me to get in on it, if like you said earlier, if it's not patented well, then I'm not interested. But if I can get involved early enough, so I can influence the patenting, make sure that there's the right funding for the right patenting so that this makes it, the value may already be lost in the way the guy patented it before he got to me is what I'm saying.
Well, and another key point or misconception that people take away from the show is if you don't have a patent, you don't have anything.
Right.
And bottom line is, like you said, having customers, having a successful up and running business, even if it's small, that is worth a lot to a potential investor.
Are the dogs eating the dog
food? An idea. Right. Exactly. Because, let's face it, successful small business owners get investors and loans every day without a patent. There is a lot of value in having an up-and-running business with a successful track record, brand recognition, knowledge of your competitors. And I tell people, never underestimate the value of the goodwill associated with a business that's up and running.
That's right.
and protected, hopefully, at least by trademark and other forms of intellectual property.
And if you've got customers, every customer that you have that's buying your stuff is pushing you that much farther away from needing an investor.
Right. And one key thing nowadays, more than ever, is think about the value of some companies' social media accounts. If you have a million followers or 100,000 followers,
that's right.
People often don't think of the value of that, but you've got a tremendous reach when you have people that are passionate about your products and have chosen to follow you on a social media account.
Right, right. No question about it. Absolutely. So, David, last thoughts, 30 seconds.
Well, last thoughts are don't get your IP education from television shows, because the real IP education is what happens behind the scenes during a due diligence process. And if you're really serious about selling your business or getting investors involved in your business, you've got to anticipate that intellectual property questions are going to be asked, so you need to know how you're going to respond.
Absolutely, absolutely. No question about it. Hey, David, good job today. Well done. Thanks for doing this. I enjoyed this. Come back soon.
Well, thanks for having me.
David Dossie, ladies and gentlemen, invention-protection.com. That's his intellectual property attorney website, so check it out. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.